This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
And welcome to a brand new episode of the Student Hour. My name is Jacob Patterson. I'm the KBPS radio broadcasting teacher here at Benson High School and KBPS. And everyone here at AM 1450 KBPS sure hopes that you are warm, safe, and dry as you are tuning into this brand new episode. Portland, still thawing out, a very slow thaw out from our snow and icy week. And a lot of impacts for the Portland Public School District, Portland Public School students, and the AM 1450 KBPS student staff. In fact, we have been out of school for several days throughout the MLK holiday week. And right before we went into this holiday weekend and into this snow and icy storm, the KBPS student staff was working tirelessly and very hard on Friday, January 12th. That was the day the Portland Public Schools decided to do an early dismissal and send everybody home at 12:30, as the National Weather Service in Portland was calling for really cold temperatures Friday night and the snow and ice to start on Saturday. So all of our KBPS student staff went home early on Friday, January 12th. But in those hours that we were in school and at KBPS, our student staff was working tremendously hard to get you all of the latest information on the coming snowstorm and ice. And we want to share some of this amazing coverage with you right now on the Student Hour show. It was so impressive. Our student staff was working together to track down live interviews on air with the National Weather Service in Portland and got the latest on the forecast. And in fact, that's when we first found out that the total snow accumulations were going to be on the lower end of the initial forecast, when forecasters were first calling for snow anywhere from 1 to 8 inches of accumulation. KBPS student staff and student reporter Dane was able to get information from the National Weather Service on KBPS that was informing our communities that no, in fact, we were only looking at 1 to 2 inches of snow. And we were some of the first people to report that early on Friday the 12th. And then the KBPS student chief of staff, Josiah, was able to get a live interview with Oregon Department of Transportation's Don Hamilton, getting the latest on travel conditions. And what do the local transportation officials do to prepare for a snowstorm and ice storm like this? And what are the different tools they use? And how do the different tools work? We're also going to hear that interview here in just a moment. We talked with KBPS listeners that were at local grocery stores with long lines trying to beat the rush before the snowstorm hit. And also our KBPS student reporting staff were able to get exclusive statements from Portland Public Schools, TriMet, and Portland International Airport, PDX, all about the coming snowstorm before the snowstorm ever hit. And very impressive work by our KBPS reporters and student staff. And we want to share this KBPS snow and ice storm coverage with you right now on this brand new episode of the Student Hour. Thanks again for listening to the Student Hour. And yes, we are looking forward to these slightly warmer temperatures, and we have begun to thaw out here in Portland with temperatures now in the high 30s and 40s. And we hope, again, that you are dry and safe and warm. Thanks again for listening to the Student Hour. And here is what the KBPS snowstorm team coverage sounded like right before the snow and ice storm hit us.
Good afternoon. It is 12:48. I am Jacob Dean in the KBPS News Center. The National Weather Service in Portland has upgraded the winter storm watch to a winter storm warning. Now, the latest temps are dropping. Moisture on the roads and sidewalks could be frozen black ice by 4 p.m. this afternoon. The winter storm warning is in effect from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. Saturday tomorrow. We're looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow in the Portland area with winds as high as 60 miles an hour and wind chills as cold as 10 degrees below zero. People need to get inside tonight. Hypothermia is a serious concern overnight tonight in the Portland area. KBPS reporter Dane talked with Chris Burling from the National Weather Service.
As the Portland Public Schools radio station, we communicate this information to families of students. What's the latest you can tell us about the timing of the storm? Are people going to be able to get home safe today?
So the timing has shifted primarily into Saturday. We do still expect temperatures to come down below freezing by this evening, but the main change in the forecast is that the precipitation is now looking to hold off until Saturday morning, so it looks like the snow will be primarily from Saturday morning through Saturday evening, so that should help things for the Friday afternoon commute. Even though we'll still be dealing with cold and windy conditions, that does look like the snow will be pushed off into Saturday.
All right. How bad is the storm going to be? How are things going to look after the storm? Like, could things be frozen and it kind of hang around through Tuesday?
So it looks like we're starting to hone in on kind of the lower end of the amounts we had been looking at. So in terms of snow, we're currently thinking about 1 to 3 inches, and again, that's primarily going to fall on Saturday. However, we do look to stay below freezing all the way into Tuesday morning. So anything that does fall on Saturday is likely to stick around for a few days. So we will be dealing with snow on the ground and sub-freezing temperatures at least into Tuesday morning, is what it's currently looking like.
Great. What's the latest on the tracking of the storm?
So primarily just slower, and that's what's leading to this kind of pushing off of the snow into Saturday, whereas it looked like the storm was going to arrive tonight and over the past few days, it now looks like it's going to slow up and delay that snowfall into Saturday. So primarily we're just shifting our timeline about 12 hours slower than we had been.
Amazing. And our final question, will there be enough snow for a good snowman?
Well, unfortunately, it's looking like we're probably going to end up on the lower amount, so might have a little bit difficulty with snowmen, but certainly at least can make some good snowballs, hopefully.
Oh, snowballs are good. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450 KBPS. It is 12:52 p.m. on Friday afternoon, and Portland Public Schools just sent all students home moments ago at 12:30 with an early dismissal. KBPS reporter Moto McChesney reached out to PPS for a statement, and Portland Public Schools tells KBPS, quote, "We always weigh the decision to cancel school with the paramount need to keep our community safe. It's too early to tell what might happen on Tuesday after the MLK holiday, but district staff will be keeping a close eye on the forecast over the three-day weekend and will notify families and students if schools will be closed for weather on Tuesday." KBPS Student Chief of Staff Josiah Wester has the latest on travel conditions and what road crews are doing right now to keep you safe. He spoke with Oregon Department of Transportation's Don Hamilton.
So first question we have here, what is ODOT doing to prepare for the snowstorm?
We've got all of our crews ready to go. You know, we've got all of our resources. We've got salt. We got the plows. We got the de-icer. We've got the sand are all set and ready to go. We can't, you know, plow anything until there's some snow on the ground. So we're watching and waiting, and our crews are ready to respond to whatever comes.
All right. What is the major trouble spot you're focused on?
The biggest problem that we have is really up in the Cascades, in the mountains. We've been getting hit hard all this week up in the Cascades and the upper elevations, of course. That's where they're getting a lot of snow. these days. And they've been working really hard plowing and salting up there, trying to keep those roads clear up there. So the upper elevations is a trouble spot. The Columbia River Gorge is also a trouble spot because they get all kinds of different weather conditions out in the gorge. So those are two spots that we're always watching.
Yeah, and I know that the I-84 can be pretty difficult up there by the gorge too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If the Troutdale area sees blizzard-like conditions, will ODOT close the I-84? We're pretty concerned about it.
Yeah, we're always watching the gorge. If we have a problem in the gorge, and they get hit by everything, they get hit by wind and rain and all kinds of hail and snow. We close I-84 in the gorge right from Troutdale all the way to Hood River. We don't want cars and trucks spinning out along that long stretch of the gorge in there. We close it at Troutdale because there's parking, there's services, there's good places for everybody to wait out the storm, and it allows us to get the road clear to make sure that we can get the road safely open again. So when it's unsafe, we'll close it right from Troutdale all the way to Hood River.
That sounds perfect. I know that you guys told us a bit about the tools you're currently using, but could you go on a bit more about that?
Yeah, our primary winter tools are de-icer, which is magnesium chloride with a rust inhibitor. Now, the de-icer is actually something that we can use before a storm hits. We can put de-icer down on a dry road in advance of snow or ice or something coming down. The de-icer inhibits the bond of snow or ice to the road. That's the effect that it has. But you don't want to put it down if it's raining. That just washes the solution off the road. You don't want to do that. That's a waste of taxpayer money. Taxpayers don't like that. The other materials are the salt and the sand and, of course, the plows. The salt is one of the tools. It's a good tool. It's an effective tool, but it's only effective at certain temperatures. When it gets down below 18 degrees, it loses its effectiveness. We have a lot of people who think that salt is sort of a silver bullet and it solves all problems, but it doesn't. None of these tools are perfect. We have to find the right tool at the right place at the right time to use them. Sand helps is good for traction on the roads, for cars trying to go on the roads, and plows, obviously, will help plow whatever it is we got on the road. So those are the primary tools that we use against winter. It's important to remember that fighting winter is really sometimes more art than it is science. We have to find the right tool at the right time at the right place, and that's what we're considering, and that's what we're fighting with now as we prepare for this storm.
Is there anything else listeners need to know or travelers need to know before we end this interview? Because this is the last question.
The one thing we want everybody to know is whenever there's a storm coming, get yourself someplace safe before the storm hits. This does a couple of things. First of all, it makes you safe. That's the important thing. You don't want to be out on the road when the storm hits. You want to be home safe. You want to be someplace where you don't have to be out on the road. We're fortunate in this storm is that it's taking place right at the beginning of a weekend, which is very, very fortunate, if you can say there's anything fortunate about a storm coming. But, and this is also a 3-day weekend out there too. But there's other advantages to this too. If you're home safe, you're not out on the roads, you're not putting yourself in jeopardy out on the roads, but it also makes sure that we can get our equipment out there to get the roads clear. That's important. The fewer cars on the road, the better job that our crews can do in getting the roads clear and safe again. That's our goal, is to make sure these roads are clear and safe after the storm hits.
All right, thank you. I have been Josiah on AM 1450 and KBPS.
AM 1450 KBPS Portland listeners, also getting ready for the snowstorm. We're watching the long lines at Les Schwab's and local grocery stores. And we want to hear from Portland residents and KBPS listeners on how they are preparing for this snowstorm that is coming. You can call 503-916-5101. Again, that's 503-916-5101, or find our phone number on the website kbps.am. And on the line with us right now, we have a Portland resident who is doing just that, preparing for this snowstorm. So thank you so much for taking a moment of your time. I know people are getting really busy right now getting ready for the snowstorm. Can you tell us kind of what you did this morning and what you saw and what that was like?
I was lucky enough to have the day off, so I took advantage of that day today and went to the grocery store first thing. Pretty glad I did because it was super busy.
Can you give us an idea of how busy it was? Like, how full is the parking lot?
It was completely packed. The store itself was pretty well stocked, and the staff were super friendly and were just busy working on restocking the store.
I'm guessing it's a store that you frequent. Was the lines pretty long? Is it a few extra minutes of a wait at the grocery store lines right now?
For sure.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to give us a report.
Thanks for having me.
KBPS student reporter Connor also reached out to TriMet, and TriMet tells KBPS that they have an understanding of the dangerous conditions, and they are taking precautions to make sure that they can get everyone around the city safely. TriMet tells KBPS, quote, "We encourage people to take precautions, especially on stairs and slopes." TriMet also says that depending on the condition of the weather, they may delay some of the bus schedules and train schedules. Monday trains and buses will not be active due to Martin Luther King holiday. However, regular weekday schedules will resume on Tuesday, and TriMet riders can get the latest on TriMet delays and closures at TriMet.org. KBPS student staff also reached out to PDX Airport to get information on flight cancellations and what's going on at the airport, but we did not get an immediate response back from officials at PDX Airport. Again, for the final time here at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, the National Weather Service in Portland has upgraded the winter storm watch to a winter storm warning, and the latest is that temps are dropping and moisture now on the roads and sidewalks will likely be frozen black ice around 4 o'clock this afternoon. The winter storm warning is in effect from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, and now we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow in Portland with winds as high as 60 miles an hour and bitter cold wind chills as cold as 10 degrees below zero. People need to get inside tonight. Hypothermia is a serious concern if you are outside overnight tonight. And on that note, the campus is closed and we need to exit and get home safe, and we hope that you do too. Thank you so much for listening to the Voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450, and stream us online at kbps.am. We hope you have a very safe and warm MLK holiday weekend. And thank you again for listening to AM 1450 KBPS.
This is the Student Hour, student voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're going away.
and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance!
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly!
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Rolling,
hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball.
Gunshots
ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. The means if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. This is Razor from AM 1450 KBPS. Today, I'm talking about the weather. And no, I don't mean I'm going to give you a weather forecast, since by the time this airs, it'll probably be a whole different week. Anyways, I mean, what crazy weather Portland has given us. With this freezing rain and snow and ice, it's crazy. The unsafe roads are also insane. Trees have fallen by my house along with friends and family's houses, and power outages in other areas, workplaces, and school closures do raise a panic to some people, and this is crazy. Is this the most extreme weather we've gotten? No, but it's definitely up there in the list of dangerous weather acts for Portland. I'm joined by a fellow Benson student. He is majoring in photography, and I'm sure this weather has given him many opportunities to collect quite a few Winter Wonderland-ish photos. So, Towns, have you gone through power outages or fallen trees by your house?
No, I have not. Luckily for me, fortunately for me, I have not suffered any power outages, but there have been some trees I've noticed that are weighed down by the freezing rain and snow.
Yeah, that we have a tree that's kind of snapped in half and fallen onto the ground by Foster. So it's insane. How do you feel about the school closure with finals coming up and school days being made up over the summer?
Kind of sucks because we originally got our winter break out of that due to the old strike situation. And now we're going to have to make up even more days for school that should be spent relaxed. Few things I need to do at school.
Yeah, with turning in some work, some students have found issues because if they need help and they can't reach out to their teacher, it's a problem. How does the weather affect you or your family's health or well-being?
Well, I think everyone is getting a bit more cabin fever, really.
Yeah. And my last question here for you. How long do you think this will last before we go back into school?
I hope it kind of all melts away by tomorrow, but if not, it might go until the rest of the week, but that's like worst case scenario, you know?
Yeah, looking outside the window, I am seeing things starting to melt, but with how weather is, yeah, it might take to the end of this week. Thanks for the interview. Stay warm and cozy. Again, this was Razor, and thank you all for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, KBOO, and X-Ray. We hope you all stay safe and safe driving, and hope things get better for you guys and with the weather condition.
Welcome.
So this is KPBS's Student Hour.
You're listening to the Student Hour, and we're going to be talking today about New Year's.
Woo!
About the new year. It is 2024. Woo!
Great number.
Yeah.
Great number.
Just like it's 324 right now.
So,
cool.
I have a question for everyone in the room. 2024, do you think things are looking up, looking down, going to stay the same? Thoughts on the new year?
Where are you looking in the new year?
I'm looking up because I'm excited for the new year, but a bit pensive, a bit spooked because, like, we've been having a consecutive list of kind of weird times. Indeed. Let's hope for some normalcy or at least some peace. That's how I'm feeling. But Nate, how do you feel?
I'm pretty excited for 2024. You know, 2023, it was decent, but, you know, it wasn't the best. I'm optimistic. Hopefully, 2024 will be a great year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking up. How about you, Connor?
Some people have pointed out to me that this year is an election year, 2024. You see, the interesting thing about that is I will be voting this year. Yes, I will be. I'm going to be 18 by November. Yes. Shut up. Shut up, Dane. I'm Makai.
Eyebrow raise, Connor. Please. Yeah. How do you feel, Connor, about getting to vote? Are you excited? Are you scared? Just what are your feelings?
Well, it's very exciting because I want to have my voice heard, obviously. Although now I feel like obligated to pay more attention to national politics since I've been going to be voting in a national election and also local politics. It's a lot easier to, like, pay attention to national politics because of, like, there's just so much to look at. So, like, national politics, but then local politics, you kind of have to, like, actually look and seek it out. Yes, absolutely. So, I suppose that's another thing that I have to think about.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely a lot more focus on national politics and local politics, but I'd recommend you check out the Oregonian. You listeners, too, everyone should check out, you know, the Oregonian and assorted other, you know, Portland, Oregon news media that can then look and you can get more local news, which I think is very important. I think it really starts with local news and then you can care about national news more. Anyone else have any thoughts, any recommendations, anything?
I will be doing college searching in the new year, so that's fun. This microphone is...
What type of vibes are you looking for in a college? What are you feeling for that?
I want to have a small college, I think. That sounds like fun.
Are there any colleges that you're thinking of so far, or have you not found anything yet?
Oh, I was looking at... I did a tour of Portland State University, which I really liked, but it was really large. Like, I found that the vibe I was going for in a college might not be correct because it was such a big college. But I did like the fact that there was, like, so much there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can feel that. I also really want kind of a smaller college, and I have a couple in mind, like Linfield, but, you know. You
have
been
listening
to
the
Student
Hour
powered
by
AM
1450
Portland.
Good night.
Hello, listeners. This is Jose from AM 1450 KBPS. Today, I want to talk about goals and New Year's resolutions. Although we set goals for ourselves during the new year to start fresh, I believe that we shouldn't wait for the year to end just to put ourselves through life-changing goals or events. My New Year's resolution was to sleep earlier than I usually do, yet I still haven't fully committed to that goal, with me sometimes sleeping a lot later than what I set for myself. I also said that I would be more productive with my time, yet I still wasted playing video games or on my phone. That's why I personally think we should set just small goals like sleeping 1 hour earlier or spending less time on the electronics. With these as my examples, it's probably wise to start the goal small first and then get progressively more ambitious. And with that, we must come to an end. My name is Jose from AM 1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, KBOO, and X-Ray.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thank you for listening.
Good day, listeners, and thank you for listening to the Student Hour. My name is Zip, the Chief of Music on AM 1450 KBPS, and I will be reviewing a song that was released recently. This week, I'll be doing the song Chance of a Lifetime by Wings of Desire. It was released on December 8th and produced by James Taylor. Let's take a listen.
They say that's what you make it. Thank you.
of Desires, Chance of a Lifetime, featured as the opening track of their debut EP, End of an Age, captures a poignant reflection on life's possibilities. Against the backdrop of a world in constant flux, the song boldly asserts that our aspirations can indeed become reality. With a reoccurring chorus proclaiming it's the chance of a lifetime, the track's uplifting melody and driving guitars transform negativity into unwavering determination. The accompanying music video follows two lovers initially missing their moment, highlighting similarities and missed opportunities. The dynamic interplay of vocals, guitars, and pop-infused drums fills the theme of potential. In a surprising twist, the song takes a turn in its final moments, transitioning from a catchy feel-good tune to an acoustic statement. The delicate sound of bell-like keys and extreme panning creates a disorientating yet suspenseful atmosphere, reinforcing the notion that this is our chance of a lifetime. The mantra has materialized our moment, leaving us with the responsibility to seize that opportunity. This is Zip, the Chief of Music, from AM 1450 KBPS, and thank you for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, X-Ray, KBOO, and PRP.
Listeners, this is Kovor from AM 1450 KBPS, and today I'm going to be talking about a story that I have been doing and editing and tweaking since 2017 when I was about 10 years old. So enjoy the Pokemon story. This is the Pokemon story. Once upon a time, Pikachu and all the other Pokemon were playing kickball. The pitcher is Blastoise because he can use his water cannon to pitch the ball to all the other people who are playing kickball. The bases are loaded. On first base is Charizard because he kicked it really well and he got to first base and slid it. On the second base is Pikachu. He's waiting for Squirtle to kick the ball. On third base is Gyarados, who is also waiting for the next player to kick. When Squirtle kicks, he uses a move called Rapid Slash, and it's a home run! Yeah! The ball sails over Blastoise and goes to another kickball field, where more Pokemon are playing as well. Gyarados runs to the home plate. Pikachu and Charizard run also to the home plate. The fastest runner, Bunnelby, digs underground to get the ball and digs back underground to go back. Squirtle, who was at third base and running home, when Bunnelby popped out of the ground at second base and runs to the pitcher's mound. But Squirtle was way too fast for them, and he made it. After the game is done, it snows, and everyone has a giant snowball fight. They do a snow sculpture contest, and when it gets cold, they all go to the beach. The water Pokemon are in the water, and some of the other Pokemon have surfboards, and they're riding the waves. And then, all the Pokemon are doing the Olympics now. Pikachu is doing javelin, and Gyarados is doing swimming. Ash, Misty, and Brock are all cheering for the Pokemon, which, if you didn't know, are the three main characters in the first ever Pokemon anime called Pokemon Indigo League. This is, however, not sponsored by Netflix, but Netflix, my email's open for you, and KBPS is willing to sponsor. Maybe, maybe not, but go check that out on Netflix. It's called Pokemon Indigo League. Pokemon is a very great game, and it's really fun. And now, it's Halloween, and all the Pokemon go to a haunted house. The ghost Pokemon all scare them and stuff. Part 2. Pokemon is back. There's been a lot more of everything. More cards. More games. More everything. What has there been, you might ask? More cards. More games. More shows and movies. More everything. Also, did you know that Clefairy was going to be the mascot instead of Pikachu, huh? But Game Freak was like, you know what? Since people like this little yellow mouse, we'll keep him as the mascot. So Pokemon Day, which is every like January, it kind of differs sometimes. There was a new DLC announced for Scarlet and Violet, which both of them came out already. There's new cards, but you know what's sad? We won't get to see Ash anymore. They're still gonna do the anime, but Ash won't be there. It's kind of sad, but there's gonna be a new character. What's his name? What is he gonna look like? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. That's a good anime, but that's for another time. Another time! Ah, yes, Dragon Ball, the famous anime that started on February 26, 1986, and it's still going on today. A lot of people don't like Dragon Ball, and I don't see why they don't like it. I mean, yes, there's a lot of screaming, but that's what happens in a show like that. I think Dragon Ball gets a lot of unnecessary hate, and now, stuff that I like. Thank you. Stuff that I like. I like this game called Apex Legends. It's kind of a battle royale. Yeah, not kind of. It is a battle royale. You got trios. You got duos. There was going to be a solo match, but not a lot of people played that when it came out as an event. And so the company is like, yeah, we're not going to release it. There are some legends that I main called Caustic, Octane, Revenant, and now Pathfinder. Caustic, what he does is he experiments with like poison and stuff, so he can have like He can throw down his tactical. He can throw down like gas canisters, and they do amounts of damage to anyone who triggers it. And yeah, games I play after school are Apex, Call of Duty, Fortnite, and some fighting games, because I'm kind of getting into fighting games right now. So, what did I do this weekend? I helped out, did some chores, and did some games. What games did I play? Mostly I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, because it was a double XP weekend. I'm sure probably most of you know what Call of Duty is, but Call of Duty is kind of this big franchise made by a lot of different developers, and it has a lot of different games. Good segue into a TV show, Bluey. What is Bluey? It's a show, it's an Australian kids show about two sisters and then their mom and dad. The sisters have an active imagination, but other than that, it's a very good show for kids, but adults like it as well. It's a good show for all. Ah, look at the time. It looks like I'm just about done. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Colvor from AM 1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRB, and KBOO. Have a great rest of your day.
You're listening to the Student Hour. Student voices from Portland for Portland. Powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Please support our partners at PRP.FM, KBOO.FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hello, listeners. This is Jose from AM 1450 KBPS. Today, I'm with Mr. Rose from The Morning Shows.
Hi there, folks. Thank you, Jose, for talking to me and getting me into this interview.
So, Mr. Rose, for our first question, at what time does your morning show start and end?
Well, my morning shows are from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Why did you choose those specific days instead of Monday, Wednesday, or Friday?
So, reason I chose those 2 days because your week starts on Monday, and I think Tuesday was a good time to relax right after, and Thursdays are the day before the weekend starts. So, you know, those, and they're both T's, so I think it would match up pretty good.
Have you ever considered doing any other day on the week?
Me personally, I have thought about doing it also on Wednesdays, but I feel like a 2-day schedule is more like convenient for listeners.
And who inspired you to do the morning shows?
Well, actually, that's a funny thing is I got inspired by a video game I played, Ball of New Vegas. And because that radio station they had a guy named Mr. New Vegas, I thought, well, I'm the Rose City, might as well call myself Mr. Rose, and that's how it went.
So is that also how you chose your name?
Yes, that is actually how I chose my name, was because he was Mr. New Vegas, and I was like, well, we're Rose City, so I might as well call myself Mr. Rose.
And then what type of music do you play?
The music I play is from between the 1920s and 1970s because I enjoy those older songs. There's a good mix of like how they are. I mean, we have stuff like Frank Sinatra, of course, Dean Martin, Glenn Miller, but also like Peggy Lee and Bobby Dern. And I think that those are good songs to wake up to, good songs to enjoy your morning. My morning show is actually different from other morning shows because I grew up listening to radio, and let's be real, do you want to hear an entire 45-minute story about nonsense? No, you want to hear music, and you want to feel comfortable. That's what my morning show is all about, is just nice, wonderful vibes in the morning just to heat up your cup of coffee, too.
Have you ever thought of choosing any other decade?
I personally have not thought about choosing other songs. I'm a fan of some 80s classics, but I do think that my song choice is really good for the morning.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Rose, for the interview.
Yeah, no problem. Again, dear listeners, my morning show is from 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays on KPS AM 1450 and online at kbps.am. Thank you so much, Jose, for inviting me.
My name is Jose from AM 1450 KBPS. Thank you for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, KBOO, and X-Ray.
You've been listening to the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners, like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.